This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. While four teams will try to reach the Super Bowl in today's NFL Conference Championship games, the Broncos are just trying to find a new coach. CPR's Vic Vela reports.
It's this guy. No, it's the other guy. No, it's this guy over here. Speculation has been all over the place on social media, but the only thing we do know right now is the Broncos still don't have a coach. More than a month after first-year head coach Nathaniel Hackett was fired in the middle of an abysmal season, Broncos ownership has met with at least eight candidates over the last few weeks, including former Saints head coach Sean Payton and 49ers defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
The Pueblo Airport is now offering new daily flights to Denver International Airport. The three or four flights per day doubles the previous number of commercial flights to DIA offered by Pueblo. Southern Airways began operating the small flights earlier this month. One-way tickets started about $70. Visitors to Breckenridge may run into some unusually snowy works of art this weekend. Entries for the International Snow Sculpture Championships are on display for free. You can catch the 20-ton masterpieces along the Riverwalk Center downtown. Artists created their entries using only handheld tools. The sculptures of humans, animals, and other abstract forms are on display through February 1st. A blast of Arctic air has settled over the Front Range. Metro Denver and most of northern Colorado will see highs in the single digits today. The National Weather Service says the weather should stay cooler through colder than usual through midweek. This is CPR and KRCC.